Hey guys, it's Kitty again, and it's been a while today thinking about what I was going, sorry, that's my loop, what I was going to do for this recording. I have a really long list, and I think this is the one that got me most excited. So, I have this little wearable toy. It doesn't really get me off. It's not really what I'm going for right now. I feel like sometimes we put so much pressure on ourselves to have an orgasm or two or ten or whatever your stamina allows for. But I just want to chill and feel good. So I'm going to put this little toy in. It's very strange. It's kind of like a U shape. You kind of have to like hook it inside. And then once it's in comfortably, you can nestle it in between your labia on your clit. And I don't remember what this one is called, but I will look it up when I'm done. And just nestled in me right now. It's so cozy. And I'm gonna turn it on. Okay, it's going. So, what I wanted to talk about today, while I just feel good and drink my lemon green tea, is my first experience with another woman. Not just kissing and smooching. Oh my god, my tea is so sour. But the first time I had full-on sex with another girl. I'd like to preface saying everyone in the story was over the age of 18. And it's actually a pretty fond memory. My whole life, I knew that I was into both women and men. And at this point, you know, I had sex with the person who ended up being my husband quite a few times. And my best friend and I just... It was always going to happen. It was always going to happen. And one day we're just like, let's do it. So we were in the basement of my parents' house back when, like, family computers were a thing. We were in my basement, and we were sitting in these two giant office chairs together, and she was sleeping over, and one of our favorite things to do together was to watch lesbian porn. Well, let's back up a little bit. So, We watched one of my favorite movies, Jennifer's Body. And that was kind of the catalyst for, oh, we're gonna do this. She looks so cute when we were just sitting in those ridiculous office chairs together on my family computer. Just watching a torrented copy of Jennifer's Body with like Russian subtitles. And I remember we were just like holding hands through the movie, and we had some vodka, but we didn't have anything good to mix it with it, so we got a bunch of Capri Suns and just cut them open and poured some vodka in the pouches, which was so dumb. Those pouches are not sturdy. We evolved to mugs eventually. And we just sat there sipping our vodka, watching one of the greatest feminist films of all time, Jennifer's Body. And we liked it. And then we think, let's just watch some porn. So she picked, obviously, because I had picked the movie and I was a sucker. And she typed in her favorite search term, which was lesbian best friends. And we didn't really like all that super manufactured stuff, so I'm watching like normal girls like us just go at it. And we were watching one video, and I remember it was so ridiculous. These girls were wearing like cowboy boots and trying to like scissor. And it just looks so uncomfortable. And we looked at each other and we were like, that doesn't really work, does it? And we were like, well, let's try. So, on the futon in my basement, we just kind of plop down, take off our pants. Well, it was summer, so we were both wearing Saucy shorts, if you know what those are, like the little bike shorts, and like rolled them up like two or three times. So weird how like leisure wear has come so far. But we took them off and we got in position and we tried it. And you're like, this is not good. This doesn't work. So that kind of sparked the conversation about what would work? A lot, it turns out. I just remember, like, looking at her tits, and she was so self-conscious, even though I've seen them a million times before, and she apologize for them being small, and I was like, oh, you never have to apologize for your body. Like, you look beautiful. You're just gorgeous. And they're like perfect handfuls, so don't even sweat it. And so, just kind of rub my fingertips all around her nipples, and she's really sensitive on the underside of her boobs. So I just kind of walked my fingers across them, and she let out little moans that I can still hear. And she just looks perfect like that. Yeah. And then we started kissing and kissing and kissing. She was a really good kisser. I mean, she's just very soft, like, just so soft. And I just couldn't believe, like, I felt like she was melting under my hands almost. And and I put her cute little pink nipples in my mouth. And she kept shuddering and shuddering. And it was just so sweet. Yeah. And me. We just jumped in. We immediately. How do I say this elegantly? I guess she got enough of me just licking and sucking and nibbling on her like the cutest little rosy nipples. And she pushed me down and she sat on my face. Like, so bold. And then, like, suctioned her mouth to my pussy. And I had never experienced anything like that. But, you know, she's my best friend, and we loved each other, and I always thought she was a gorgeous person inside and out. And she just shared so much of herself with me, and then basically sucked the life out of my pussy. And she prefaced it with, "I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm gonna make you come." And she did. Pretty quickly. It was the first time anyone had, like, really sucked on my clit. Like, really? And I came almost instantly. And she just kept telling me that I was so good. And then I did perfect. She couldn't believe it was finally happening. And I felt so just cared for and safe. And I rolled her over. I slipped my ring and my middle finger in. All those years of piano really played off. And I just teased and teased her cute clit until she was almost crying. And then she came on my tongue. And I think that moment is one of the most powerful moments of my life. I was forever changed. I'm gonna turn my toy up. Oh, that just made it rumbly. Okay, that's good. It's like doing waves right now. Oh, it's not waves. It's a random setting. Oh, that was a surprise. I have no money. I'm sorry, I have no many ideas. It tickles. I don't know how many settings there are on this. Okay, I think this one's good. Where was I? And she came on my mouth. And then we cuddled. We cuddled. She told me that she was glad I was her best friend and that she loved me. Yeah, not like, oh my god, I'm in love with you. I didn't feel that way. But just like a great appreciation of having this other person who's so significant to you just be there and be accepting and share a good experience with. And she told me I was beautiful, and I told her she was just the sweetest girl. And then we took turns rubbing each other's backs and giving little kisses all over, and a little bit of tickling. And then we got dressed and we went to sleep because it was like 4 in the morning and my entire family was upstairs and they were gonna be waking up soon. So we passed out in my basement, holding hands. It was really sweet. And then later, my boyfriend at the time, who is my husband now, he came over and he said, "Hey, just so you know, we had sex last night, and it was great." He said, "Oh, nice, really nice. That's nice." And then he made us pancakes. And it was just a weird, like, great day. Yeah, it's a great day. Then, after that, she and I lived together for a while, and that didn't really work out. It's hard for both of us, and we stopped talking, but a couple of years ago, we got back in contact, and we, so weird, like, email each other randomly. Like, she congratulated me on my wedding, and I've talked to her about things that she's been working on, and it's really nice. It's just nice to, like, have a friend that you can just platonically explore with. And we did, and we had fun for a while. It was just, I think, a really nice, like, wholesome experience to just have this best friend kind of love, and let that love spill over. Yeah, so I'm feeling pretty good. This little toy is still trekking on. I feel a little, like, blissed out almost. I really don't talk about this experience much, so I'm glad I did. It's very important to me. And if there are any other women out there who either want to experience things with another woman, or, you know, you're a little sweet on your best friend, it doesn't have to be bad. It can be good. It can be a fond experience. You can learn a lot about yourself and the other person you're with, and there's nothing wrong with that. So thanks for listening, and I hope you liked this. Thanks.